All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv Fluff Tube Edition. This is Fluff Tube Edition with Beck Lover. Man, Beck, I've known you for quite a while, man. Like we go way back. We go back to the 2020. You know, we went on some Instagram lives, we did some stuff. Folks, if you don't know Beck Lover, Beck Lover's been making his way through Instagram. He's now what you call, I guess you could say, you're Insta famous.
Infamous,
yeah. Instamous. But listen, you're an Albanian, first generation Albanian American. Your whole family was wiped out in Kosovo, right? The Kosovo conflict. Am I saying that right, Beck?
Yeah, not my mom and dad, but my cousins, my uncle. They were taken out during that conflict, unfortunately, that horrible thing. And kind of seeing what's going on overseas in those images is giving me some PTSD, man.
Well, with everything that's happening right now, you know, I think this is highly engineered, very strategic, to pit Muslims against Christians against the J people. I don't even like to say their names on Fluff, but that's, it's all strategized. It's all, they got think tanks behind this. It's all engineered. We have to say it's conspiracy here on Fluff too, but I think you're on board with me on this, Beck. They're dividing and conquering. That's what they're doing. They're slicing the pie as many ways as they can. They're sending in agitators. You see the agitators everywhere. I see them in the Patriot movement. I see them everywhere. I mean, it's everywhere. And you're a Muslim man, correct?
Nino, this is why I always gravitated towards you. Besides that, you're cool, good looking, tall, handsome, and a patriot. The fact that
I love you even more now.
The fact that you can, you know, listen, everyone has bias in them, right? A little bit. And to be able to recognize biases, if that's even the right pronunciation, to see what the bias might be inside of you first before you assess and judge other people and nationalities and religions. And this is in my message that has gone viral over and over again in the last year. I became famous on social media because I showed the correlation of the three Abrahamic faiths, that regardless of what, you know, our denomination is, the core essence of all three of those faiths is the same. Many of the key players in those religions, the prophets, Moses, Abraham, Jesus, Muhammad, peace be upon all of them and blessings upon all of them, we don't have a right to judge each other. What we should be looking at right now is that the world is in a conflict. And my enemy's enemy is my friend. You've been led to believe that these people want to take you out and wipe you out. And that's what I went viral for, as I showed the correlation that the word Allah is the same in Hebrew as it is in Aramaic. It's not a name. Okay. And in Hebrew, the word is Elohim, which is the royal plural, which is the singular of Ilah. In Arabic, it's Allah. That Christians use the same word in the Arabic language. And Aramaic, the language of Jesus Christ, peace and blessings be upon him, was the word Alaha. And meanwhile, we're so ignorant, and I speak for myself as an American, we don't speak Aramaic, we don't speak Arabic, we don't speak Hebrew, and we're led to believe these things that, you know, people want to come and take you out and wipe you out. And what I don't understand is that when so many of your followers and mine know that there's bias in the media, know that there's agendas, and you don't accept it for all the other stuff that you claim to be enlightened about, but yet when it comes to a world faith of 2 billion people, you'll take that information from them and say, well, that's the way I should view them, and that's the way I should feel about them. And every movie you've ever seen in Hollywood has never shown you a Middle Eastern person in a normal light, that they have families, that they care about the same things we do. And I'm not Arab, brother. I'm Caucasian male.
Right.
You know, born and raised in the United States of America. I was not raised in a religious family. I chose this faith of my own cognition. I'm not here to push my faith. My point is, Christians and Muslims, you have more in common than they will ever allow you to think or to believe or to want to know.
100%. And I, like I've always said, I hate all the people. I don't discriminate. I hate all people the same. Hold on. Noble Gold, let me get this out of the way. Noble Gold, folks, before we get into this podcast, it's going to be killer. Gold has gone up 81% in the last 5 years. It's happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news is it is predicted to go up even more. UBS even said it would go up to 5,000. Noble Gold Investments phone has been ringing nonstop. It's going off the hook. Everybody wants to protect their retirement with gold. You can do the same, folks. You can absolutely do the same. If you do it this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free 1/4 ounce gold standard coin if you qualify for an account. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com now and get started. Noblegoldinvestments.com and get started. And yes, I have the timer going. I have the timer going. I also do a little mid-roll here and there, but it's what I got to do, Beck. It's what I'm doing.
First of all, you need to get God's money. Period. I'm not here to push this. I'm not, you know, I don't have sponsorship. I've been telling my family for over a decade, if you're not buying silver and gold, you are leaving yourself exposed. You're doing a good thing for your audience. Whether they use the one you recommend or any of them, get your hands on this stuff, guys. Get your hands on it. It's God's money. Period.
So let's get back to this, because I find you to be a very, you know, Beck, you know, you've been my friend for the last 4 years. We've kept in touch. And I'm actually surprised we haven't done more podcasts together. Everything that you're seeing right now has got to absolutely, you've got to be like horrified at what you're looking at, because everything that I'm seeing, I'm like, oh man, everyone's taking the bait. Everybody's taking the bait. They're pitting everybody against each other and they're throwing agitators into movements. And I can see them plain as day on who these people are. I'm not going to mention them on here. We could do that on ninoscorner.tv if we want to later, but I see it. I see it happening, and I'm like, man, everyone's falling for it. Are you seeing the same thing?
What happens, and this is where, listen, a lot of things AJ did on wars.com, right? AJ, the guy from Texas, the front man of the battle against what's going on in the world right now, as far as information is concerned. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Yeah, I know.
Okay. He gained when he gained my respect as someone in that world, as a journalist, when he penetrated what was going on in California with the stone statue and everyone dressed like cloaks.
Right, right.
Okay, what do you need more than that? I don't care if you're Muslim, Christian, Jew, atheist, gay, black, white, yellow, green. I don't care what you are. It is not normal for the people that are in charge of us to dress up in cloaks and go, how is that normal? Right. If that's not enough to wake you up that there's something devious going on in this planet, and I will always respect him for his works. But where he's dropped the ball, in my opinion, is he is Islamophobic, brother. Instead of uniting the Christians and the Muslims who have the same enemy as far as their life, their beliefs, we don't have to agree who Christ is. We both believe in him.
I beware of people. My channel is all about unity. I bring them all on. I hate all people the same, and I love all people the same. It doesn't matter your skin color, your orientation, none of that to me. I look at a person's soul. I usually go off the first instinct I have off them. And I've always had a great, beautiful instinct with you, bro. You have a good soul. I like you. But there's people, you know, you meet them, you're like, oh, that's... and you can get proven wrong later or proven right later, whatever. But the thing is this, is that I believe there's agitators. Now, I don't know if Jones is one.
Controlled op.
You think so, huh?
I don't know. But to me, it doesn't make sense. If we all have the same threat.
Yeah.
We all want the same lifestyle, in essence, nuclear family, faith in the creator. Do not hurt, do not harm other human beings. This is an all three doctrines. I'll debate anyone anytime on your show.
But you're not against the J people either, right?
No.
Okay, nobody. You are everything.
No, because first of all, okay, to say that there's not extremists in every single faith on earth. If you go to if you're paying attention to what's happening in India right now with Modi, okay, the prime minister, they knocked down a mosque that was there. They built there's all agitation around the world to get major faiths to fight each other. Hate it. They don't care. One of the hardest things I had to come to realization was when the Kosovo War was going on, if I sat here and told you that I didn't have hatred in my heart towards anyone that was Serbian, I would be lying to you. I grouped them all in one basket.
Right.
My heart was swollen. I lost my family. We all saw what they did in Bosnia. But to say that all the Serbs are like that, I could sit here and say my family was executed by Christian extremists. They were. They were blessed by Orthodox monks. I never once in my entire life, neither did my people. I've never seen one Albanian in the world ever say that's Christianity's fault. The right. Bible taught them
right.
that.
Right.
Jesus taught. I know what Jesus Christ taught. I've read the Bible many times. It is a book I have in my heart. And the same courtesy is not given to one out of five people in the world is Muslim, brother. One out of five. I promise you, if we were the way they show us in Hollywood, we would have a lot bigger problems in this world. But when we look at policy and who put these leaders in power after the fall of the Ottoman Empire and the fall of the quote-unquote caliphate, who put these people in power? These countries didn't even exist. It was all under one blanket of an umbrella for over 1,000 years. Who put them in power? Who created the state today that's having a conflict over there? And I'm not saying whether it should exist. I'm not getting into who's right or wrong.
Who created the person to cause that in Germany?
Yeah. So what I'm saying is I'm not getting into the do they deserve to be there or not or this and that, because my heart goes out to the J community. Right. I know what they went through. Uh-huh. But to say that there's not extremists in that faith also, come on. Come on. Every faith has extremists.
So Beck, what I'd like to argue here is debate with a lot of my guests is that this has been, they're just, the global elites are the ones pouring the gasoline on the fire. They're the ones doing it. They're sending in the agitators. They're funding certain groups, which I'm not going to even go into here.
100%.
My whole life in the neighborhood that I grew up in, and I don't know if you know this about El Paso, a lot of Arabs came up through Mexico into El Paso and settled here. A lot of Muslim, a lot of, well, the Syrian, Lebanese, different faiths. In my neighborhood just alone is all Muslim, by the way. My neighbors are Muslim. I see them pull out the carpet and kneel and shit. I watch it, you know, and I go to their house and eat all their food because they make really good food.
They do make
I have no prejudice towards any of these people. So I was raised around a very diverse community. My whole neighborhood got along with each other. We have Chinese, Jewish. I mean, it was a very diverse, multiracial, multinational neighborhood that I grew. I was very fortunate to grow up in. Very fortunate. So I'm used to everybody. And guess what? I grew up with friends of all walks of life, all nationalities. I have two Muslim friends. We all made fun of each other. We all got along. It was always in good spirits. This is the first time, and we're all still friends. This is the first time I'm seeing this, and I'm like, man, they're pulling a page right out of
divide and conquer. Divide and conquer.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, how come no one ever talks about how the most ancient Christians in ancient Abyssinia, which is today present day Ethiopia, they gave the first Muslims refuge. If it wasn't for that righteous Christian king known as the Najasi in Arabic or the Negus in English, okay? You've seen that video where they make fun of the spelling bee, the kids trying to spell the word.
Yeah.
But that's the title in the history. It's N like Nancy, E like Edward, G like Green, U-S was the king of ancient Ethiopia. He was a righteous Christian king. And the first Muslims that were under the prophet, violence was always the last option in that faith. They make it seem like it's the first. No, it was the last option. Their families were executed. They were oppressed. And then the prophet Muhammad told them, listen, there is a righteous Christian king. He is the kingdom of Abyssinia. He sent the Muslims to migrate there in the beginning because it was too dangerous to stay in present-day Mecca. And if it was not for those Christian brothers and sisters, that's what you are to us. If you want to talk about conflicts, we could talk about how the Protestants fought the Catholics. I mean, even Christian denominations fought and killed each other because that's the objective that's been going on since day one. Using the religion as a way to galvanize people and justify violence. That
because
is not
people
taught.
Will die for their beliefs. They will.
And it's not taught in Christianity. It's not taught in Islam. Okay? I'll debate anyone, anytime, any place, anywhere. Period.
You know, when I
this is the truth.
When I bring people on Nino's Corner.tv, I tell a lot of people, put your beliefs to the side, put your opinions to the side, and have an open mind. Come in with an open mind and be a sponge. Be a sponge. Be willing to learn something new. Everyone has a viewpoint. Everyone has everyone's a sum total of their own experiences pushing their opinion. And it's good to listen to everybody. You know, we've never walked in anybody else's shoes. So for me, having you on, a Muslim man, are you practicing Muslim?
I do practice Islam, but I'm going to flip it to you in another way. I want you to think about this from a banking perspective. Let me tell you something that maybe you never heard before, Nino, and your viewers never thought of. Islam is soon to be the largest religion on earth. Just from birth rates. Forget conversions, okay? It is the fastest growing religion, okay? And it's already 2 billion people, right? One-fifth of the world. What happens? You know what's funny? Since this conflict started in the Middle East, some of my videos, I have never received more messages from people going, I just became Muslim. Like, it's crazy. Even after 9/11, if you look at the statistics, there was a skyrocketing of people entering the faith. You would think it would have been the opposite.
Yeah,
I would have thought the happened, opposite. But what, here's what happened. These people are evil. They're going to do this to you. They did this to you. They took down these, supposedly, took down these, right? So people are like, who are these people? This is what their book says. So people started reading the book. And then they go, wait, they believe in Jesus Christ? They believe if you take one life, it's as if you've taken the, you've killed all of humanity. The people don't understand that the Quran was compiled over 20 plus years. So certain verses are literally taken out of context or even entire chapters because you don't realize that that chapter was sent down during a time of war, when there was a conflict. And you can do that with the Bible. You can do that with any book.
Well, brother. The Bible, they've taken out many of the books.
Well, depending what version, right? If you go from the Catholic Bible to the King James.
They're going
to
reinvent it again. I mean,
seven books missing from the Douay Bible to the New Testament. That's no longer a translation. That's a version. But let me flip the script a little bit. What happens? Because in my view, the people that are doing what they're doing to all of us, cultural takeover, religious takeover, freedoms being lost across the globe. This is the common threat to every person on earth, regardless of nationality, race, religion, sexual preference. I don't care what you do in your bedroom. That's between you, the person in that bedroom, and God, as long as there's no children in there, because then we got a problem. Okay? And they got us fighting on these issues. They got us galvanized where everyone's becoming extremists for their views because they're forcing you to believe that you're in danger, your way of life is in danger. But let's look at it from another perspective. First of all, as a Christian, you know that usury, interest, is forbidden. As a Muslim, interest is strictly forbidden. Charging people 10, 20, 30, right now 30% revolving interest on a credit card is against God, period. Jesus Christ is quoted in the Bible flipping the tables over. He wasn't calm about it. He flipped the tables over. What are you doing? You're charging usury? You're charging interest? This entire system is built on interest. That's why you have the amount of debt slavery going on that you do. But what happens? Because in the Muslim countries, they still stay away from all that. They have what's called Muslim financing, right? They don't use revolving credit the way we do in the West. But if everyone's becoming Muslim and the religion continues to spread, what happens to the fashion world when women are covering up the way the Virgin Mary did? May she be blessed. The most beautiful woman that ever walked on earth. A woman that has an entire chapter in the Holy Quran named after her. Okay? This is what unites us together. This is what we're supposed to focus on, not whether Jesus was God or not. That's not my problem or your problem. If you want to believe he's God and you're right, I'm in trouble. If I'm right, you're in trouble. But that's God to judge you, not me. I can't be the judge, executioner, and jury. So what happens to financing if people become Muslim? What happens to the adult entertainment industry, those disgusting films? What happens if people actually adhere to Christianity and Islam? Both religions in that sense. If people were following Christianity and Islam, this banking system would not exist today. This debt slavery that we're in, it's because we did not obey God as Christians and Muslims. We both did not obey God. That is why we are in the predicament we are in today.
I just did a show on, and I'm going to be airing it tomorrow, about the new fashion, which is called sheer. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't. It's basically your clothing naked, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, it's basically see-through clothing. I mean, and I'm talking, they're letting it all hang out. You know, showing the nipples, they're showing everything, women especially. And I'm going to say this, it's going to go over to the men. The men are going to start doing the same thing. I went to an ACL festival in Austin two years ago, and there was a man, dude. You know, obviously he thought he was a woman, but he was in a robe, a see-through robe, naked with just a sock on his junk, okay? And nobody said anything to this guy. Nobody did anything. They just let him be. And I was thinking to myself, now they're pushing this stuff in the celebrity world, in Hollywood. Here it comes. They're gonna start making naked the new trend, chipping down society further and further and further and further. And here we are now, the degeneration of society. I'm obviously a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. I think it's kind of like for me, that's where I put my faith. But I don't Bible beat anybody. I don't go out pushing my faith on anybody. I express my faith and let people know that's what I believe. But I look at my my brothers is Muslim brothers, Jay people, my brothers, everybody's my brother. I don't discriminate like that. Hey, would you want to believe, dude? That's between you and God. Are you, do you feel the same way?
Not only do we feel the same way, that's actually the true doctrine of the faith. If you read chapter 2, the Cal and the Holy Quran, I believe it's verse 256, if I'm not mistaken, it says very clear, it's day and night, there is no compulsion in religion. You cannot force. And not to like, and I don't want to like, I again, I don't want to, I, what I love about what you're doing and why we need Ornino in the world is because to bridge these two communities, not only will it bring massive peace to the world, but now we can focus on the threat to all of us. Okay, one of the signs of the end of the world. Now, Muslims and Christians both believe in the Antichrist. These are the things that should be rallying us. They both believe a human will come down who say, I am the savior of this world. But we all know that that savior was Jesus Christ. And I'm a Muslim saying it. Yes, it's Jesus Christ who will return to save the earth. We believe the
You're
same.
You're a Muslim saying this. You're a Muslim saying, hold on.
Absolutely.
Hold on. So do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you believe he was God? I don't
know. Now, you said we weren't going to get into this debate, but
I'm not debating. I just
I believe Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus Christ. Peace and blessings be upon him. Now, keep in mind, a Muslim, when they mention the name Jesus, they have to say peace be upon him. They say that for all the prophets, though, for Abraham, for Adam, for Noah, because these were God's most revered. And God put them through more than most of us have ever been through so that we would have guidance in their example. We would learn how to have patience like the prophet Joseph, one of my favorite prophets. His story saved my life so many times. Being thrown down by the wall by his own brothers to show you that jealousy can exist even in those closest to you, which is why it's the most evil emotion, which is why we were cast down from heaven.
Oh, because the devil,
Satan, may he be cursed. Our enemy, all of us is our enemy. Out of jealousy, he didn't listen to God's command, which is why we're on this planet. But getting back to Christ, I believe he is the Messiah, which means the chosen. I believe he was created the same way John the Baptist was. You need to understand something. Jesus was not the only one to have a miraculous birth. John the Baptist, his mom and dad did not have physical relations to create him. You know this. His name is a translation of the word Yahya. Yahya actually means to laugh. Because when the angel Gabriel told Zechariah, God has answered your prayer, you're going to have a son. How can I have a son? I'm dry. I have no semen. My wife is barren. She started to laugh, and then she felt John the Baptist in her womb. Christ was not the first one to be born without physical relations. And in that capacity, Adam had no mother and father. So from the birth, I don't give him claim. He was created to come to earth, to correct the children of Israel, to bring them on the true path, back to God. They killed John the Baptist, and then once they tried to do the same to Christ, we believe the passing of knowledge went from the Israelite side, to the Arab side, because their common father is Abraham. That's Islam in a nutshell. It doesn't claim to be a new religion. It claims that these prophets were sent to earth, humanity went astray, humanity altered the books. So in a nutshell, that's what it believes. So I love Jesus Christ with all of my heart. I believe he will come back to earth when the world is at its worst, when the Antichrist has already appeared. He's already dominating the world. And very few of us will survive. And very, very few of us, including Muslims, will not fall into his grasp and take him as God. The Prophet Muhammad commanded the Muslims to hide. He didn't command them to fight towards the end of time. He commanded them to hide when the Antichrist appears, because that's how powerful he's going to be. He's going to tell the sky to rain, it will rain. He's going to chop someone in half and bring them back to life. You're going to see these phenomena if this human being, this being that is going to come to test all of us, should appear. But you know and I know if this being appears, this country will no longer be here. Because he has to rule. He has to rule from one place that's in trouble right now. You know what I'm talking about.
Right. So what's your view on Christians believe a rapture is going to come and people are going to be taken up in the rapture? What's your thoughts on that?
So the issue with that is because of this, some sects of Christianity give blind allegiance to that place over there that's having a conflict right now. Even though I think you can see the brutality is not really godlike, brother.
Right.
So they believe by speeding up that place becoming a superpower, it doesn't even matter if the U.S. exists, you understand? By speeding up that process of that place being completely taken over, and I believe it will extend into Egypt and Syria, and it's not just the pea people that are going to be. I believe they're going to extend into other regions to give the because you got to look at a map of the original promised land. To fulfill prophecy, the red heifer, the sacrifice, and the building of the next temple, they believe they can speed up the process by backing that up, even though it doesn't make sense to me from a Christian perspective.
Okay, so we know it feels to me like this is being sped up and manufactured. And they just did, I don't know if they just did the red heifer sacrifice, but they just, a Texas rancher sent like four red heifers to Israel for this practice. And it seems to me all of this that's happening right now is all manufactured. It's engineered. And I mean, if you just look into it just a little bit, you can see that. So you have the same thoughts about that. You believe, you agree with me on this. It's completely manufactured.
Not just me. Not just me. Any Muslim that understands their faith.
Yeah.
Believes the same. Now, we believe if you follow what your leaders brought. Islam doesn't condemn Christians or Jews, by the way. It doesn't say you're going to hell. God says in the Quran, if you follow that which I sent to you, if you honor the original covenant, which I don't think a lot of them are, if you followed what Moses brought, you are promised salvation. If you follow what Christ brought you, you didn't alter it, you didn't add to it, maybe the Romans had an influence there, you're promised salvation, even if you don't accept the final message. Because he doesn't go back on his word. He doesn't just... God's not trying to trick any of us. He says, this is what it is. Follow it. And that's it. And it's always been the same thing. Worship the one God. Worship the one God. Don't make images. Don't make statues. Don't pray to anyone else except that God. So your audience needs to ask themselves, who are you praying to? Are you praying to the creator or are you praying to everyone else around?
Okay, so they're also going to say, a lot of Christians out there will say, well, it seems to a lot of Christians that Muslims worship death, right? They're going to the fanatics. They go and they edit. That's going to be edited out. But people that go and blow themselves up to go get 72 virgins. What is that about? Can you explain that to my audience?
First and foremost,
it's a huge nail in the coffin for a lot of people. That's a huge divide right there.
If I was trying to, first of all, that's not the way it is, by the way.
Okay.
If I was trying to get some weak-minded people to go and do my dirty work, I'm going to promise them everything under the sun. All right? You do this, do that. It was like during the Children's Crusades. They gave them keys to go fight during the crusade. They're like, here, this key's going to bring you to heaven. Same logic, same misuse. Just to clarify for the record, for those that don't know, there is a concept known as divine wisdom. It's also known as the Qadr, as the Arabs call it. The Qadr means the wisdom that only God possesses. You as a human being have the right to take your own life. But by taking your own life, it's like when you take a math test. Your teacher says you have 1 hour, and then the first 2 minutes you just flip the page over. You didn't even take the test. What happens? You fail that test. You have the right to...
Like you'll have to do it over again.
You fail, right?
Yeah.
So even if you were surrounded by the enemy in this faith, in Islam, let's say you're completely surrounded by soldiers, you know that there's no way out, no way to escape. And you say, you know what? I'm going to take them all out with myself. That Muslim goes to hell. You can under no circumstance ever take your own life, even if you're surrounded by the enemy, let alone civilians. Even if you were surrounded by enemy soldiers, you're not allowed to take your own life. Do you know why? Because maybe it was God's wisdom that those soldiers would capture you. Maybe you would get tortured, but then somehow someone comes and saves you. That's number one. Number two might be God wanted you to be tortured so that you pay for your sins in this life instead of the next. Under no circumstance do you have the ability. You're allowed to. You're allowed to say, my test with you, God, is over. I'm going to do it. Under no conditions can a Muslim ever take their own life, because to do so is to say, I know more than you do, God. I know more than you, is what you're saying.
What about suffering? What if someone is dying of a disease?
Doesn't matter.
Nothing.
Muslims view suffering as a form of purification. We believe any suffering on this earth is lightens your load before your judgment of God. The harder your life is on this earth, the easier the next one will be. Sometimes those punishments come. We learn from our prophets. Who was it? Job? I forgot which one it was that was bedridden for decades, and they were attacking him. Look at how your God left you. Look at how your God left. These are the prophets that we all believe and love. This is what should be rallying us. This is what we have in common. We're not enemies with each other. The Ten Commandments came before Muhammad and Christ, and they said very clearly, thou shalt not kill. Now, to defend yourself, you have a right to defend your home and your property. That is a God-given, inalienable right, which this Constitution, though I love our country and what it's supposed to stand for, which many times it didn't, but what it was supposed to be and where it was trying to go, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, protect your family, protect your home, First and Second Amendment, these are God-given, inalienable rights that every human being has a right to do, to protect themselves, protect their family. You have no right to be the oppressor or the aggressor. And do people do it, brother? Yes, they do. Have kings done it? Sultans done it? Popes have done it? Leaders have done it? Presidents have done it? They use something powerful like religion or race, and they make us go ahead, kill each other. What's crazy right now is... Good. What does that mean? We're done?
My ghetto timer. All right, folks. If you suffer from daily pain, I need you to listen to this message very carefully. What we know about pain relief is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are normal, and we are all searching for effective ways to relieve the pain. And safety is more important than ever. Let's be frank. We have all seen the horrors of the opiate crisis. You may have been affected personally, and now there's a pioneering medical scientist, Clint Winters. I just had him on. You may have seen this world-renowned health expert featured in national media as he's unveiled a natural pain reliever that is taking the world by storm. You listening to this, Beck?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I am talking about Canolidine, the 100% free, drug-free way to get your full body relief with without the dangerous meds. As you read this, Canolidine has become the go-to pain reliever for hundreds of professional athletes, including myself. I'm a former professional athlete. Tens of thousands of seniors, and the official pain reliever of the UFC now, folks. This is big. Clint explains how Canolidine is the only compound on earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers, called endorphins. At any age, when taken daily, your body will get back to relieving pain like you were in your prime in no time, folks. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it works. I have tried virtually everything, and I have not felt this great in years. And my pain has faded away. My back, my neck, my joints, my neck and my back all feel great and renewed. Best of all, Canolidine does not make me feel the least bit groggy. I feel great, alert, and ready to take on the day. And the best news is Canolidine has no documented side effects after years in private testing. Folks, go to tricono.com/Nino. It's down there in the link below. Get started on it. I love this stuff. If you're dealing with pain, Beck, I'm going to tell you what. Get off all the other stuff and get started on this. And I'm going to tell you, it does. It works. It works for me.
Can I get a sample?
What's that?
Can I get a sample?
I'll get you a sample, of course. But you got to stop all the other stuff. And a lot of people take it with the other stuff. I'm like, you can't do it like that. You got to get off everything. Get your body clean. You know me. I've been sober now coming on four years and 5 months.
Yeah, we had met right in the beginning of your journey, man. I think we were 1 year anniversary. I think we did our show together.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm 11 years. 11 years I haven't touched alcohol.
Wow, man. I have a lot to get. Well,
doesn't even cross my mind, brother. I don't even miss it, bro, at all. Zero. I don't miss it. It's poison. It was created by the devil to destroy our lives and the world we live in, bro.
100%. And they push it every day on commercials. I mean, it's amazing with how the pharmaceuticals push all everything and the alcohol. I mean, it's all the dumbed down society. But as we're talking about that, Let's switch gears a little bit because I wanted to get your view on this because we were talking about this earlier before we started recording, the Antichrist. I think the whole series on the History Channel, Ancient Aliens, the whole thing was a conditioning process for us to accept this alien card that's coming. That's going to be, I believe, a threat or a savior that comes in for humanity to save us from war or pose a threat to humanity. And then that's when they brush in the Antichrist. What's your thoughts on that?
That's one way it could play out. You know, people don't understand how we got to where we are today. Why all of a sudden declassification, UFOs, UAPs, aliens, okay? More and more in movies, shows, everything you're watching, and why now all of a sudden they're telling us? The same people we don't trust about anything else anymore. We're going to trust this narration, whatever they're trying to tell us? That's your first red flag, people. You don't trust them on any other subject matter. Why would you ever trust them on that? That's number one. Number two, you got to go back. You got to go back to Aleister Crowley. You got to go back and understand where these significant changes in technology really started. If you don't know who Aleister Crowley is, if you've never studied his life and his disciples, L. Ron Hubbard, Walt Disney, okay, Jack Parsons, the reason we got the rocket fuel we needed to send satellites up to space, and you listen to the rituals they did, the drawing of Aleister Crowley of his god named Ram.
He didn't call it a gray alien. It's a gray
alien. He didn't call it an alien, though. He called it a god.
Right, right.
He was meditating in the Great Pyramid of Giza. Why? Pharaoh, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a Christian, whether you're a Jew, the most hated human being to have ever walked this planet was Pharaoh. Why? Pharaoh told the world, I am God. He saw God's miracles. He saw the plagues. He saw the river turn to blood. He saw the miracles through Moses of the power of the Almighty God. And he was still that arrogant. Imagine seeing all of this.
Yeah.
And he still denied God's existence to his last moment as the sea came on and drowned him. So the Antichrist. Jack Parsons said the reason he was inspired to make the fuel, the reason how he figured it out, this is in his own autobiography. He was contacted in a dream by a being called Belial Dajjal. What's crazy is that Dajjal is the Arabic word for the Antichrist. So he tells you himself, this guy came to me in a vision and said, you are very important to my work. I'm going to help you figure this out. And that's how he invented the rocket fuel. This wow. is his own words.
You know that.
Why was Aleister Crowley studying black magic? You cannot be a Christian, a Jew, or a Muslim and not believe that the black arts exist. You cannot be a follower. It's actually one of the tenets of faith. You have to believe that Satan exists, that his army exists, that black magic exists, and that there's ways for human beings to sell their souls to get knowledge that they wouldn't have had.
Which I truly we're seeing now in droves. We're seeing it in the entertainment industry especially.
I truly believe we would have never got to this level on our own. These phones, the internet, none of this. I truly believe it was demonically inspired from a different dimension, interdimensional, right? They call it, you know, people want to call them aliens. My brother, if you're a Christian, you said you're a Christian. I'm a Muslim. The only aliens are us. They were on this earth before us. We fell from Eden. They were on this planet before us.
Do you know they're that?
In a parallel Carlson, dimension.
Right. Tucker Carlson even is saying that on his own, on his podcast. Have you noticed that? He's coming out saying, you know, I think they might have been here all along.
I'm glad he's catching up. I'm glad he's finally catching up, brother, because some of us have been screaming out into the wilderness like John the Baptist for years. The Messiah's coming. The Messiah's coming.
But what's your thoughts on the firmament? What's your thoughts on the shape of Earth? What's your thoughts on
honestly, bro,
outer space?
I don't think 100% we never went to the moon.
Well, no, I'm with you.
Okay, that I 100% in my heart, we never went. Is there an actual firmament? I don't know, man. It seems like there's some clues in the book about it. I don't know. You know, for me to sit here, I don't like to unless I'm 100% confident. Is there a chance, man? I mean, maybe, man. Why did the whole world think it was at one point? And just, I don't know, man. It's to me, maybe, man. Maybe we're on a petri dish.
Did you see the rocket that Elon blasted off? And as it kind of showed to me, it looked like it went through some kind of substance. Like it, when it went to the top, it just disappeared. It didn't fall apart or fall down, nothing like that. It went through something, and it looked to me like firmament. And I've had a video. I've done a video with many other people on this. We've watched that video countless times. I didn't see the rocket explode and fall down. It didn't fall apart or anything like that. It looked like it went through some kind of substance. I believe there's levels to this. I believe there's dimensions to this. And I think that's what gravity is. Gravity is just us between the third dimension, between the second lower dimensions and the higher frequencies of the higher dimensions. And that's what's holding us here. That's just my theory. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm one to say that I don't know what is up there. I've never been there, but I know it's not what they're telling us. Okay, let's just put it that way. I'm willing to say it's not what they're telling us. Now, I don't know if the earth is flat, round, whatever, but I know it's not what they're telling us.
I know from the Islamic perspective that the demonic realm, they're known as the jinn. That's the name. It's where the word genie comes from. That they're made from a smokeless flame. Now, the scholars, we don't really know. Is it a smokeless fire? We know that we're made from the mud of the earth, all the different dirts of the earth. And if you look at human beings' colors, they're literally the colors of the earth.
Humans, different hues, human.
the demonic realm is different from us, brother. We learn a lot about them from the prophet Solomon. Solomon was the only one on earth that every prophet had a superpower. Okay. Moses had the rod. Joseph could interpret dreams. Jesus walked on water and brought people back from the dead in front of everyone's eyes. Okay. What was Solomon's superpower? He had dominion over this dimension and the unseen. He was commanding the demonic realm to bring him pearls and jewels from the deepest parts of the oceans, and they did it in a millisecond. This is the obsession of the elite and the occult with Solomon. It's why his two pillars are always present over a checkered board, meaning the dimension of light and the dimension of darkness. They're in a parallel dimension to us, and they've been working with them for a long time, and they've been stealing this knowledge through the demonic realm. They have longer lifespans than we do. They can transport material. I truly believe that. I think they're very close to figuring, if they haven't already, whether it's CERN or something else, they have figured a way to allow that dimension into this dimension, or what the Christians call the bottomless pit, which comes towards the end of time, where we're going to see aliens, but they're not aliens. They're shape-shifting demons. We know that the devil can shape-shift. That's how he taught the children of Cain how to make music. He went amongst the children of Cain as a man, but it wasn't a man. It was the devil himself. So we know they can shapeshift. We know they can travel faster than the speed of light, because Solomon used to summon them to bring him back objects like the throne of the Queen of Sheba. The demon brought it to Solomon literally in the blink of an eye. And this is the correlation between the elite and the powers of Solomon. It's all been about that. And then we know about all the theories of how the knights went under the temple and maybe found the manuscripts, which is where they got a lot of this knowledge. Then they created the banking system that we still have to this day. It's all correlated, brother.
And that's why Solomon's temple, the rebuilding of the temple, is so important.
And that's why, as much as people think it doesn't matter what's going on over there, if you are someone that believes in the Creator, what happens on that temple, on that mount, it will affect the entire world. And what's interesting is that the mosque that's there is called Aqsa, which in Arabic translates to the end. I don't believe it will be standing much longer. I believe we're going to, I never thought I'd see these things. When I started studying scripture and revelations, and the correlations between Christianity and Islam are, brother, they're basically the same. There is a concept of rapture in Islam, but it happens after Christ, where in a lot of Christian denominations, it happens before Christ. But there is a concept of rapture before the end of time. Of, you they know, believe I, that.
I know
a lot of it correlates.
And I know deep down, and I know my audience knows this. This is a spiritual war. You cannot deny it anymore. It's in your face. What's your thoughts on CERN? Because I believe it's an open portal. Okay, everything that I'm seeing, I'm like, you know, this is
the rituals that they did.
Right.
Okay, the statue of Shiva, a pagan deity that represents Shiva, the destroyer, but not to destroy for just destruction, to destroy to rebuild. That's the purpose of Shiva in the Hindu faith, is to destroy so Brahman can rebuild. Why is there a statue of a pagan god in one of the most powerful, largest machines on the face of the planet? Why are we playing with technology that some of the greatest physicists in the world said could literally unravel the entire universe? These are not my words. I'm not a physicist. I'm not even 1/100th as intelligent as they are. But just because you can play with something doesn't mean you should. Just because we could have made something that, like the atomic weapons, I never agree, because Murphy's Law, in my opinion, brothers, what can go wrong will go wrong. I truly think if I had to bet my life, I agree with your opinion on what that's actually happening there. What if they figured a way? Now, they measured matter, right? The God particles, how they discovered it, right? By running these experiments. Well, if we know that there's other dimensions, and physicists also believe that there might be up to 13 dimensions, is it crazy to think that maybe there's something living in that dimension? And if there is a way to open a wormhole or a portal, that those things can get into this world, or maybe that's the objective. Maybe these people want to bring their masters into this dimension.
I think they're bringing them in for the final battle. I know I'm a avid watcher of trail cams, right? And you know, a lot of them are hoaxes and this and that, but I watch a lot of trail cams. There's a lot of stuff happening in the national parks right now. A lot
it's
of
over New York every day. You know, yeah. Every day they sit up there for hours. There's a line that doesn't go away. I was in LA all week last week and Vegas. I didn't see one the entire time. Every day here in New York, zigzags. It looks like a TikTok tow board that just stays there for hours. How is that a normal jet trail? It's not.
Yeah.
Why did Tennessee pass laws against anything like that?
If right. Oh, not you're real? Talking about the trails.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking.
What were you talking about?
No, I'm talking about trail cams that are put up in. Which, well, listen, that's a whole different subject. You're right about that, by the way. But I'm talking about trail cams, which is put on trees in national parks, on people's land, that are catching entities and that are not that I would have thought my whole entire life are not did not exist. They never existed. It's just a figment of imagination. They're catching things that I can't explain. They can't explain. They've had experts look at this footage. They're real. To me, I'm saying, could these be coming through CERN? Could these be coming through the portal that is opened up? And not just CERN. There's many all over the place. You can summon these things, first of all. A regular person can summon these demons into their life. They do have it looks to me like a very physical existence in this third dimensional plane. I believe they cross over from fourth to third to wherever they go. It seems to me these beings, if they're in the national parks and they're being caught, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're in our government. They're everywhere.
They stay the good. Now, the difference between Christians and Muslims is we believe the demonic realm. They have free will. We're not the first species with free will. That's why the devil couldn't bow. They say he was an angel and he fell. No. And from an Islamic perspective, we believe that Iblis, Satan, Shaitan as he's called, lived amongst the angels, but he was never an angel because an angel cannot disobey God. They don't have free will. They were never designed with free will. If I design a robot, it can only do what it's commanded to do. So they are literally the workers of God. They can only do what God, from the Islamic perspective. I'm not here who's right or wrong. He was on earth. He was the best of that species. And for the way he was before he fell from grace, was he was elevated to live amongst the angels. In that essence, yeah, he was a fallen angel because that was who he lived with, but he was never one of them. That's why when God commanded them to bow, he was the only one because he had pride. That jealousy is what led to this war that was declared on humanity since before the soul was blown into Adam's body. He declared war on us before we were even created. He saw God making us, and the jealousy entered his womb, his heart, I'm sorry. And that's why jealousy is such a wicked emotion. If you're jealous of someone, there's something wrong with you. Because if you're jealous, you're mad at them for the gifts that God gave them. That's who you're really mad at. If someone's better or does well, these blessings come from the Creator. You're mad at God when you're jealous. Don't be mad at the person. People say it was luck. No, it wasn't luck. You were inserted into this world, into this dimension, when the Creator chose to insert you. You were born to the family and the timeline that He gave you. The game board of life is rigged, Dino Rodriguez, by the Creator, the simulation that He created. The matrix that God created is what we're on right now. But how you respond to the things you have no control over, the test that He designed for you, therein lies your salvation. Therein is your free will. To not fall into despair, and to remember that we're here temporarily, to not go into the darkness and to fight to stay in the light. That's exactly what you're doing with the people that follow you. That's why I love you no matter what. And I would stand on any hill, anywhere on this planet with a man like you.
Oh, thanks, Beck. And same goes with you, my man. What's your thoughts on, because I'm kind of touching on different things here with you, because this is the first real interview we've done. I'm putting this on Fluff, too. I want my audience to get to know you. I've watched some of your videos. I understand where you're coming from. That's why I brought you on. This reality, I think, is a conscious. Obviously, it's a conscious reality, right? I believe I'm more on board with it being a simulation, and God is the master engineer, mathematician of this existence. What's your thoughts on that? Do you believe we live in a simulation? And what's your thoughts on psychedelics? Do you think they go hand in hand? Do you think psychedelics are bad? Do you think they're tools? Do you think they're medicine? Do you think psychedelics can open up to... To me, I've done psychedelics, and I feel like it's lifting the veil into the inner workings of our cosmic math and reality. It's like tearing a... It's just like ripping through the fibers of our universe to see beyond, or opening the inner workings of a watch to see how it works. It's not, you're not exactly seeing God, but you're just seeing the math within the technical aspects of our reality. What's your thoughts on that?
100% I agree with everything you just stated. people are dabbling in ayahuasca like never before. I've been invited a million times. Come see the shaman. Don't worry, the spirits, he's there. Why do you need them?
No.
When you tap into the psychedelic world, I believe when they see these elves, as they call them, remember, from the Islamic perspective, they're not all evil. The good ones from the race of Satan, they stay away from us. They do not interfere in our life. They stay away from us. They actually don't even want to. They live parallel on this earth. They can see us. They can hear us. They follow us. When you find that fortune teller that's telling you things, and there's no way they could have known. You didn't even give them their license.
I've experienced that, yeah.
Okay, they are communicating directly with the demonic realm. And to get those powers, they do vile stuff. They have to do such vile things that they prove their loyalty to that species. Elites do it. People that do magic. There's magicians, brother. There's no strings there. Like, they're really doing magic right in front of you. These things have existed since the time of Babylon and before. We know that when you take psychedelics, I think especially ayahuasca, which is why I will never take it, you know, I am a threat to that side. I've been speaking out against that realm. And I'm scared if I ever even tried to dabble in that, they're waiting for me on the other side, brother. They want me on that side. I believe when you take ayahuasca, the toads, you know, stuff and all that, 100% you're seeing the demonic realm. And they might come to you in a really nice way, but I've had the opposite. I won't mention her name. She was in a very big Hollywood film. I met her on Clubhouse when that was a thing. And she did some ayahuasca and she started seeing the worst nightmares of her life. Every single night, it wouldn't go away. I showed her how to make holy water. She blessed the water in God's name. She drank and performed baptism, because that concept also exists in Islam. That's why Muslims wash before prayer, to protect from the demonic realm, because they can flow through us. Remember, they inspire thought, brother, what they would call telepathy if we're talking about aliens. That thought, and you can, if you become very spiritual, you can start to notice when it's their whisperings or your actual thoughts. I've noticed at times where your face turns red and you can even feel like your blood pressure and you heat. I know that's them, brother.
No.
Because they see the human beings emotionally distressed. They're angry. They spy on you. They know what you're doing. They know what hits you. When you speak out loud, they can't hear our thoughts, but when you speak out loud, they know what's bothering you. And they hit that nerve. Oh, your wife is cheating on you. Your wife did this. And they hit it. And they hit it. And then they hope that you're drunk or under the influence. You should kill her. You should this. That's where the hell that comes from, brother. It's not just mental. There is mental illness. I'll never deny that. Yeah. But there is a part of this, brother. I've had thousands of people DM me since I went on the Concrete podcast. The phenomenon of the evil eye exists in all three religions. The evil eye is a real phenomenon, brother. This is why so many influencers.
Evil eye is a
spiritual disease. When you are very public, when you are beautiful, the reason women cover like the Virgin Mary, people don't get it. They think, no, it's just to protect women from men and not have the sexes commingle out of wedlock, right? That's a part of it. No, the other part is when they say beauty is a curse, and no offense to my women out there, but even men that are very good looking, they all seem to have the same issue, brother. I've met so many beautiful women with millions of followers.
Yeah,
they drink themselves to death. They want to commit, because I truly believe they have the transference of what is known as the evil eye. We learned about this from Joseph from the Islamic perspective. I'm not a master on it, the Christian perspective, but it exists in all three faiths, that you're supposed to guard your beauty, because that beauty makes the ones that are not envy you. The gifts that God gave you, by displaying your beauty, you're open to attack. This is why celebrities pass away.
Wow.
I've never known that. The whole world adores them. This is why I believe Robin Williams is no longer with us. You know how I know? I had it happen to me. I, for a very long bout, was under a severe depression. I thought, okay, I didn't know what was wrong. I went to every doctor, checked my hormones, checked this, checked my testosterone. There's nothing wrong with you, sir. I go, sir, there's something wrong and I don't know what's wrong. I went to the endocrinologist.
Yeah.
She did all the blood work. She goes, at this point, I'm going to recommend you talk. And your audience is probably going to laugh, but at this time, I recommend you talk to a therapist. I go, I know I'm not crazy. I know there's nothing wrong with me. I'm not drinking. I don't do drugs. Why won't this sorrow leave? It's like a ton of bricks that never come off your chest, Nino, ever. You are in a state of sorrow. You are fighting with those closest to you for no reason. They didn't even do anything wrong to you. You are scared to leave your home. You feel anxiety to step outside of your house. These are just some of the symptoms. A mind that's not sharp. You're not as sharp as you used to be. You're very cloudy minded. These are the symptoms of the evil eye. I have people, I mean, it's too much to go into on this episode. We can cover a whole episode on this anytime you want. I have family, brother. They were seeing therapists, taking pills. They performed baptism, brother, cleansed with water, made intention to God to remove.
But that's a Christian. Are you talking about the Christian baptism or just a
Baptizing in the name of God. God, please purify me with this water. Oh, God, I believe in you. Oh, God, if I'm under demonic attack, please remove it. Oh, God, if Satan's attacking me, cleanse me with this water. Oh, God. Simple as that. Charging the water. Brother, within a week, all the symptoms they had were gone. Here we are 5 years later. He no longer sees a shrink, no longer takes pills. I'm not telling people that they don't have, that they shouldn't see doctors. Yes, see them. But if that's not working, you might not have a physical or mental disease.
Why not try this first?
You might have a spiritual disease, because when you're cut off from the Creator and all you do is sin, we believe every time you sin, a black spot appears on your heart. The number one killer in America is heart disease. I don't think it's just because of food. Their spiritual heart is dead. It's how someone can become a mass, and do these evil things and feel nothing, because their heart is completely dead from the filth. They never clean, they never baptize, they never purify their soul. So your heart becomes hard like a rock. That's how a mother can take her newborn child and just throw it into a dumpster after it's born, because their spiritual heart becomes harder than a rock, Nino.
Yeah.
Harder than a rock. And if you don't purify and reconnect to source, to the God, to the Creator, you will become a hollow human being.
I will say you've kind of piqued my interest. You know, I've looked at psychedelics as a tool, as a medicine from God, but you've kind of shifted my thoughts a little bit. And I've always told my audience, I even enter my own interviews with an open mind. So you've kind of shifted my views a little bit on that, to where I'm going to
analyze this.
Yeah. And I've always known it's dangerous. I've always known that.
Alcohol and any type of intoxicant. I won't classify marijuana in there. It doesn't alter your mind. I'm not a big fan of it.
Mine.
Some people get paranoid. Or I'm talking about, but when you talk about,
you say marijuana is okay.
I'm not saying it's okay. As a Muslim, I'll never say it's okay.
See, everyone has their drug of choice.
Hold on.
I think marijuana is terrible. I hate, it doesn't agree with my chemistry. But when I microdose on mushrooms, I feel amazing. I feel like, I don't do it all the time.
When you're microdosing, you're not hallucinating, are you? No, you're not.
No.
That's the difference. You see, you actually, in that capacity, and I'm not saying whether it's allowed spiritually
or not. But I still think sometimes to handle some kind of trauma, I've done
micro dosing of it, you're not going to hallucinate. So if you're using it purely because I need it for medicinal reason, and you're not going to enter a form of trance or hallucination, right. That's different, you know. But if you're taking an eighth of mushrooms, you're going to hallucinate. Yeah. And I've had people tell me I saw aliens.
It's kind of the same as the guy that says, I just have a couple beers to go home. You know, I don't know. Moderation is key to everything. I don't know. Let's not touch on that, because I'm sure the comments are going to go crazy over just that right now. But I want to talk about one thing with you and I really believe it is a spirit, the Jezebel spirit that a lot of women contain, a lot of beautiful. We were talking about beauty just a few minutes ago. And I used to be only attracted to Jezebels. That just show, to me, I look back now and I go, man, that's just where my heart was. I was attracted to these racy, drop dead, gorgeous women. They were a challenge to me. They were mean. They were spiteful. Like, it turned me on. Everything about a Jezebel, they were seductresses. Now I look at them and I laugh. Like, that doesn't even tempt me anymore.
I pity them, bro.
Yeah.
Because I know they're not happy, bro. I actually feel sorry for them, bro. Yeah. You need men to... That's what gives you happiness in your life. That's your confidence is coming from that. They just want one thing from you.
Right.
They just want one thing from you. They want you. You think you're using them? No, they're using you, even if they pay you for it.
Right.
They're using you. What did you get? You sold something you can't get back. Tiny pieces of your soul. And you won't realize it till later. Later on, they all, brother, you've met them later on in life.
Oh, it's already happening now. I'm in my 40s.
And they look backwards.
Oh, bro.
But I start for myself. Tragedy.
It's a
tragedy. I start for myself. When I was a young man, I am not proud of my actions.
No.
I'm not proud being with, you know, more than one woman at the same time, dating, whatever it was. I was honest about it up front with them, but it doesn't matter. It's still disgusting. It's wrong. It corrupts your soul. I felt my heart die when I used to drink. I've done everything that I talk against. I've done it. That's why I've said you're an amazing person to help people come out of addiction, because not only were you an amazing athlete and a world champion, but you showed the ups and the downs and that you can come back from that. People go through what you went through, Nino, high profile people. They end up like Robin Williams, brother. You fought. God said your time wasn't done, brother. That's why you're doing the work you're doing now. What you do, your message to people is so important in so many different ways, not just to recover physically, mentally, spiritually, that it's not over as long as you never give up. And that's the problem. Which fighting against this star, they want you to give up. They want you to stop believing that there can be a better chance. They want you to think that your life's over. That's what the devil wants you to think. He wants you to think it's over. But only God knows when it's over for you. That's why you can never give up. That's why you can never take your own life, no matter what. No matter what. Because you never know.
No matter the suffering.
Joseph didn't know he was going to get out of jail, brother. God took him in a jail with the lowest of the low. He never belonged there. He never did a thing wrong in his life. He was thrown down a well, innocent. His entire life, he was innocent, did nothing wrong. One disaster to another, and God took him from what? From the lowest dregs of society, he made him the second most powerful person in the entire kingdom. You don't know when it's over. Only he knows when it's over. And we can't give up, and we can't fall into despair. That's what the enemy wants. That's what the devil wants. The racism, hating the other people. If you're a Christian and everything you say is true, then instead of hating Muslims, you should feel bad for them. You should say, my God, they're going to go to hell forever. That's how I tell Muslims. Like, well, the scholars I listen to say, hey, if we're right, we shouldn't be mad at these people. We should feel sad for them. That's the perspective. And hating each other, how is that Christian or Muslim? There's nothing Muslim or Christian like that doesn't make us fighting each other only helps the people that are destroying all of us, because it makes religion look like a joke. It makes the atheists seem like geniuses, and it hurts all of us. We're all losing. And that's where Alex drops the ball. You have people with the same values. Forget the nomination.
Your views on Jones, and I won't say his whole name, is that he sold out.
I can't say he sold out. What always fascinates me is how's he still alive. Right. That's the only thing that makes me raise a red flag. Other than that, has he unlocked a lot of minds? And then another thing too is, like, sometimes when he went on these podcasts, like, he has his chance now. He's on Rogan and he's like acting like a circus clown. It's like, dude, this is your chance to be real as hell. You can be funny, because we all love, like, I mean, listen, he's theatrical. I love it. I will never knock the work he did, because he's unlocked millions of minds. He deserves that credit. How he's still breathing, I don't know. And why, when he gets these big opportunities, does he turn into a circus, man? That's the only thing that makes me question it sometimes. But where he's dropping the ball is, brother, we are not enemies. I don't have to believe what you believe. You don't have to believe what I believe. But we believe in the same thing, and meaning the nuclear family, God. Don't commit this. Don't do this. Don't. All of that's the same. Why wouldn't we be allied right now? Who does it benefit if we're not allied? It benefits the people that are destroying all of us. And that's what Americans need to realize too. We're these two groups, that's half the world. From the Islamic perspective, by the way, Muslims believe there will be a sect of Christians and Muslims that fight against the Antichrist. By the way, just so you know. So in our version of the end of the world, we're actually aligned with the Christians. Some of the scholars think it might be like, you know, that's why Putin's an interesting character, bro. Yeah. I never thought I would like that guy as an Albanian. And I'm not saying I agree with his policies or the words, but just talking about spiritually, I don't know of another leader that seems to be somewhat believing in God. The guy doesn't accept certain things that are forbidden in all of our religions. You know, so for me, it's interesting. But what's crazy is you have two Orthodox killing each other. So how does that benefit the faith? That's not the religion's fault. They're killing each other. They're both Orthodox. It's crazy. But we all know how that started. Know why it started. And people that had jobs over there and people that got money. And we know, for those of us that pay attention.
I got to jump on another podcast. Folks, this is going to be edited for FluffTube to a degree. You know, I'll leave that to my editing team, but the good stuff will be on the Dot TV, but this will be on FluffTube. Beck, I got to have you on more often, my man, because I love the conversations with you. Where can people find you, man? Where do people look to find you? Where can they get you?
You type in BEK, B like boy, E like Edward, K like Kimberly, Lover. It'll all pop up on Google, or go to becklover.com, or follow me on Instagram at BEK Lover NYC, like New York City. Beck Lover at NYC. I'd love to be back on.
And here it is right here.
I don't know what happened. Oh, there you go. I was like, oh, I lost Nino. And come on in.
I love you because you made a comeback like I did, my friend. And then that's what I love about you. Professional experience. Look, man, I gotta say, I tried to.
Hey, Amelie, do you see that picture? Look, go back up a little bit. Look, okay, just go up. I lost 30 people. That's their graves. Look, that's me standing with my son. That's my uncle's grave. Behind me is a 5-year-old. I never blamed Christianity for that. I sat and watched videos of Christian monks blessing these souls. I never blamed the doctrine for that. I never blamed the religion for that. That's my whole point. Wake up, guys. We're not your enemies. We're actually your ally. They don't want us to be together. They want us to think that we're enemies. Islam would not be here today without the help of their Christian brothers in the ancient kingdom of Abyssinia. That's my message. That's what I've gone viral for. We need to stick together. We have the same ideals. God bless you all. Thank you, Nino, once again.
Beck, I'll keep in touch with you. I'll bring you back on. Let's get on Dot TV and go deeper.
Let's go.
All right, later, Beck.